If you didn't know that 2015 is Ireland's Year of Design, well, don't beat yourself up about it. It's only January, and you've a whole year of events ahead of you. First of those is already up and running at Dublin Castle. In the Making, which began life in London's Design Museum, is an exhibition of embryonic objects produced by halting the manufacturing process early, thereby revealing the strange other worlds of everyday things. Here, a column of twisted glass that was destined to become a marble. There, an elongated length of brass tubing had ambitions to be a French horn. And there, a silicon ingot, which could have found its way into the chips on which our communicative world depends. The same technologies which are putting design itself under pressure, as one of the curators, Jay Osberge, told Eleanor Flegg as they prowled the exhibits.
One thing that has happened over the last 15 years is that lots of objects which we used to surround ourselves with, which used to be the mainstay really for an industrial designer, things like cameras, alarm clocks, calculators, calendars, objects, desk accessories and other objects that surround us have vanished because they've become icons. So a lot of the objects that we used to take for granted and that we've used to live over the years have become dematerialized and have become pictures on a screen. And really our world and the tools which we use have become accessed through the oracle of a piece of touch screen technology. And I guess that's another reason to make a show about things and objects, because as technology advances, we become increasingly disengaged from tactile objects, craft objects, and materials themselves.
This is labelled the triathlon knee system. It looks like something from a sci-fi film.
Well, it looks like a cross between something from a sci-fi film and a Brussels sprout. What we're looking at here is a wax pattern, which in the end, when during the process, will result in 16 different artificial knee joints. And in a way, it typifies lots of the things in the exhibition which are seemingly abstract at this point where we've stopped the manufacture. But each one of them is on the way to being something which we would be able to identify as part of everyday life and some generally things which we take for granted. What we've done is we've taken 24 objects, more or less everyday objects, or certainly objects which are well known, and stopped their making process at different points along the way. Some things the production has been stopped right at the beginning, when it's a raw material. Some objects have been stopped really near the end, when you can almost see the finished object. But actually they're very innocent things, they're almost like objects with their clothes off.
For this tour, for coming to Ireland, you found some Irish objects and took their clothes off. How did you find them?
Well, we wanted to do two things with the additions from Ireland. One was to, demonstrate the breadth of manufacture here. So we've chosen an object which is, vernacular, a long-standing form of transport. Because in the London exhibition, when we had this show, when we were at the Design Museum London, we had the front of a tube train, which was a huge piece of aluminium, and we felt that we'd like to replace that with another form of transport. But when we came to Ireland, we realised, and have had a long-standing love actually of the real, basic river transport, the Corak, I think they're called here, or we call them Coracles. They're such incredible, such an incredibly beautiful object, which is made just out of, branches and skins and rope. But we also wanted to take something which was from today's and for the future manufacturings, and Ireland really excels in the medical sciences, as well as aerospace. But we chose this sort of incredible lost wax artificial knee object because it was really engaging, it was incredibly abstract and also pioneering in terms of its technologies.
So if London gets a tube train and we get the Boyne Coracle, what is that saying about Irish public transport?
Well, it's a damn sight more reliable than the Underground.
There's a little bit of working out what it is, and there's also a little bit of working out when did you stop the clock? When did you say this is the most interesting moment of its creation? How did you decide that?
A number of different things actually came into play. One of them was just pure unashamed beauty. So sometimes an object, well before it's finished, is beautiful. It's not finished, it's pretty useless, but it's just a beautiful thing at that point. Other objects are frozen at a point where it starts to hint at a future use, or it just has another layer of interpretation. I think more than anything, it's just really fascinating. I think kids and grown-ups have always had a passion for making, and I think it's really missing from a lot of society these days, and we all yearn to be productive with our hands, to make things, even if it's bread, even if it's knitting. I'm sure that as part of being a human being, we have a compulsion to produce and to make things.
Jay Osberge there talking to Eleanor Flegg, and that exhibition, In the Making, runs at the Coach House, Dublin Castle, until March 17th. Follow our Twitter stream, if that's the sort of thing you do, for images of some of the objects.